It's Morning Edition from NHPR. A scaled-down version of the Keene Pumpkin Festival was put on hold last week after the city council voted to put its permit on hold. Organizers are planning for a scaled-down festival compared to previous years, but councilors are now expressing some concern that they could see a repeat of the riots that broke out in 2014. Councilor Janice Manwaring joins us by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Could you tell us that the council granted a license for the festival back in June? What has changed since then?
Well, I think several things actually have changed and are of concern to us. When we granted the original license, we asked them, we couldn't demand it, but we asked the group if they would change the name. We all know when we Google Pumpkin Festival, we're going to get Keene and we're going to see images of 2014. And so we had said to them, if you keep the name, we're going to monitor the social media. And I personally am not a Twitter person, so I can't tell you what's going on Twitter. But we heard from Keene State and their safety and security people that things were heating up on social media, and that part of what they were hearing is that this could be a party weekend.
And you heard this specifically from the president of the college?
Yes. There was a meeting of Keene, you know, like the mayor and the chief of police and the fire department, with the same type of folks at Keene State, including the president, and they were really worried. And so we really can't ignore that, especially if it's our own chief of police and fire chief. It's not a party day, it's a party weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is lots of alcohol use, and it starts out on a Thursday or Friday night, I mean, it just sort of feeds on itself.
And this is, the rioting that happened in 2014, we should say also, was really adjacent to the festival itself, the festival being a family event.
Yes.
And this it was just used as an excuse for some people to come and make trouble. In your opinion, what needs to happen for the Pumpkin Festival to make a comeback in Keene?
As one counselor suggested, how about the name Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree? I mean, to not have that Pumpkin Festival title.
You feel the name is a connotation that it's just not going to be able to outlive?
Well, because really, and part of this is social media. I mean, I called up Pumpkin Festival 2017, Keene, New Hampshire, and up came up all the 2014 stuff, as well as one. There was only one thing for this year's event. So, you know, it sort of brings it up. And if you're in that mindset, I think it's like, oh, here's a party.
Councillor Janice Manwaring joins us by phone this morning talking about the Keene Pumpkin Festival and its possible future. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.